Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am His Man Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus believing faith healing ministry, for it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man Dreaming.
Praise the Lord. I love talking about Jesus. Something about that name. Know that Jesus is that name above all names. Hallelujah. The power. Power, that power to change your life. Make it never be the same again. That power of God. It's real. His blood is real. Welcome, everybody, Pearly Gates Ministries. Glad to have you here. Today's title is Walking in the Light. And many of the problems and situations that we get ourselves into are simply because we're not walking in the light of the Lord. We're not doing His will. But no matter how far you are in darkness, God's light is just one step away. And the beauty of the gospel is that God's unconditional love is eager to forgive you of your sins. When we sincerely ask for it, He is quick to take us in and shine His light on your life. The word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet. Praise God. Join us today and find ourselves walking in the light. So if you're running around through life as one day slips into the next and nothing much changes in your daily routine, we still have the same worries and problems that we did yesterday. You know, in that garage door and the bathroom sink, and you know, they've seen another day come and go of not getting fixed. You know, you say eventually I'm gonna get around to that. The clothes in the hamper, they're a little more today than they were yesterday. But someday, you know, I'm gonna take care of that. And you also find yourself saying, someday I'm gonna get focused on the Word. I'm gonna get around to doing God's will. And after all, I still got plenty of time. My grandparents, they grew old and happy, so there's no rush. But the fact is that not only does this time it not slow down, but the older you get, the faster it seems to fly by. Knowing that we're not getting any younger, and it's time to hurry up and to have a hurry up offense. We got to take care of business in a hurry. If we get knocked down, then we get back on our feet and try again. The work of the Lord is waiting for you. And each time you come up to the surface to get some air, you're reminded of how powerful God's love is, and He's waiting for you, waiting for you to use that power. With the power of God, there is no need for drugs or alcohol. There is no desire to constantly eat for comfort. With that power of God, valuable lost relationships can find fresh new beginnings. Through God, through Jesus, all things are possible. The problem isn't, you know, what you've been losing sleep over. It's that's just a symptom. It all comes down to your lack of worship. The problem is we're not getting the Bible out, not opening it up, not reading from the pages, getting no direction from the Holy Spirit. There are TV shows that people put more time into than seeking God's will for their life. They spend more time talking about others than they do praying to our Holy Father. So when we're so quick to jeopardize all that the Lord has blessed us with and taking for granted the blessings that's all around us, all those things that have made your life so much easier, they're just scattered about in a mess of ungratefulness. But thank God there is a plan, there's a way to start over, to be all new, to be born again. You must understand that if you decide to make Jesus the Lord in your life and surrender all that you have, and all that you are, in the name of Jesus, you will be made whole again. And being whole is what? It's walking in the Spirit, walking in the light of the Lord. If you turn to the left or you turn to the right, the light is still shining on you. It's shining on you because you're on a mission. You're out to inform all the other lost souls. that you, when you're walking in the light, is because all those around you, they're going to know you are. They're going to see the Jesus in your eyes. Let them know what he's done for you. Let them know that he's real. They need to know that Jesus loves them. And how they can know that is because they will see it in you. Because when you love the Lord, when he's in your heart and your soul and your mind, there is no hiding it. You can't contain the Holy Spirit. If no one is talking to you about the Lord, or they're not asking you questions or testifying or needing, you know, for you to pray for them, if that doesn't ring a bell and that's not happening, in any recent time that someone's come up to you because of the Holy Spirit seeking help, if that hasn't happened, then you have to ask yourself some very tough questions. Am I serving the Lord the way that he would have me? You know, there's a trail of, as to say, there's proof in the pudding. And if you've been working for the Lord, okay, then there is evidence of it. You won't have to think real hard of when the last time that you did something for the Lord in his name. If you're doing his work and you're carrying out his will, see, then you're not going to have to think about what testimony, you know, to try and find the testimony to tell somebody. You'll be trying to think of which one to tell first. There'll be so many when you're walking in his light and when you're doing his will. Then you're hearing that voice, the voice behind you, saying to go to the left and to the right. And that's the voice of God in the form of the Holy Spirit talking to you. And if you hear his voice, you will know if you're on the right path. You may hear his voice and you'll be way out in the desert, far from reality. But he's trying to call you back. He's calling you back to turn your life around. Now first, he'll begin speaking softly to you. But if you're not hearing him, he's going to start talking a little louder. And when you still turn a deaf ear and start doing and continue on doing your own will, and you know you should be living for the Lord, but you keep putting it off, and soon you say, soon I'm going to get back to that. But you're still tuning him out, tuning out the Holy Spirit. But it then begins to yell at you. I mean, I've had friends tell me that the Lord screamed at them, demanding that they realize the error of their way, demanding they turn from sin, wanting you to stop jeopardizing all of eternity for some careless moments of pleasure. But the more you sin, the less you hear him. Okay? Then you begin to block out the Lord. So it's time for the Lord to amp it up. And why? Because he cares about your soul. He hates it when you damage your spirit. So now you're no longer hearing him. He's yelling at you. You're not hearing the Lord. So it's time for him to shake up your comfort zone. Okay? To get you out of your spiritual slump. You walk around pretending you're happy. Maybe so much time has gone by since you last felt the Holy Spirit, since you felt the anointing on your head. But maybe too much time has passed that you've forgotten what it's like to genuinely be happy. You can't feel the thrill of waking to a new day. It's all taken for granted. But God says, even though you're full of darkness, even though you've lost your way, you haven't read my word in a while, you haven't sang my songs or played them on the radio, even though I'm not first, but maybe last in your book, God says, I'm not giving up on you, not just yet. I still have a plan for your life. You see, Jesus knows about the hurt inside of you. He knows how you're scared of what the world could do to you next. You see other people with your destiny in their hands. You fear what man can do unto you. But the Bible says in Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. And what are you fearing for man? Are you worried and waiting for the next shoe to fall, or are you trusting in Jesus? In Psalms 118:6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Amen. It goes on to say, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. The Bible is saying, don't fear, because I got you. I got your back. And if any man tries to harm you, don't repay him. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Open to me the gates of the righteousness. I will go into them. I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall all enter. You will be telling the Lord, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused, it became to the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. And this is the day which the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Thou art my God, and will I praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. O God, thanks unto thee, Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And we know how important his mercy is. It's that saving force behind our sins. Jesus says, walk by my side. Every need you have, I'm here to supply it. I'll give it to you. His presence will change your life. It will change you. It will lift that depression right out of you. Depression feeds off of fear. And God says, fear not. In Matthew 10:28, fear not for them that will kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him that is able to kill, destroy the both the body and soul in hell. And Jesus says, we'll tell you in darkness that speak you in light. And what you hear in your ear that you preach upon the housetops. And sound out what God is trying to tell you here is he's saying spread the word. There is a God, and his name is above all names is Jesus Christ, the soul savior, the way, the truth, and the life. So we need to turn. Let's turn from our sinful ways. And let's do what Paul said, okay? Let's put the past behind us. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be glad, hear me, and rejoice in it, amen. Rejoice in your day, starting out by praising God, glorifying our Father in heaven. He is mighty and great and worthy to be praised, and his love is never-ending. His sole purpose is to get you on the same page as him. For you to be in stride with the Holy Spirit. He needs you walking the walk and talking the talk. And when you walk the walk, you're representing God. You are the Bible. You're the Word. You're the only testimony that some may ever hear. Every time that you give praise to the Lord in the presence of men, you're doing his will. And every time you give someone a need in the name of Jesus, you're doing the will of God. And every time you let someone in front of you, you're doing his will. And how can that be? Because his will is that you love. Love all of God's children. When you love somebody, you treat them with love. Praise God. And God's love tries to steer others away from the anger. Because when we're angry, we might not know it, but we're inviting sin in. When we show our temper, we cause others to respond in anger and defense. So by letting our temper get the best of us, we cause others to sin. And usually, it's because someone has sinned against us. Someone has done us wrong, and we're not happy, and we want to let them suffer. But the Bible tells us to turn the other cheek. That when someone has sinned against you, forgive them as your Father forgives you. Because what he's saying is if you don't forgive them, I'm not forgiving you. Oh, that's pretty heavy. And how do we find forgiveness for others? I mean, it's hard to dig that out, but how do we find that forgiveness? It's found in your heart. It takes us right back to love. When God loves, when God says to love others as yourselves and to love yourself as God loves you. So if you're walking in the light, then I know that you've already prayed for a multitude of souls today. Because if you're really walking in the light, the Lord has placed those names in your mind of who he's needing you to minister to today. And if you're hearing his voice and you've made him number one in your life, and because he's number one in your life, you woke up this morning talking to him before you ever crawled out of bed. You've already had your first conversation with the Lord before your feet ever hit the floor. If you're in his light, then you found no need to worry about anything all day today. And at no time did you feel hopeless. Because when you're walking in his light, you know that he is there every step of the way. He sees the troubles down the road, the detours that are geared to throw us off, and he dismantles them, clearing the path down the road. So when you get there, you're still able to do his work. And when you're walking in his light, all things are being made possible. Because when you're in his light, you're believing him. And when you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, you have the comfort of knowing that no matter what happens, God is on your side. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And with God by your side, you may have to walk through coals sometimes, okay? But that's when he's holding back that lava. You might be thinking, this is hot, Lord, but you have no idea what he's shielding you from. Praise God. He's shielding you from those fiery darts of the enemy. placing you under his arm. There's no better place to be than right there next to Jesus, right next to the Lord, so close that he's pulling you against him. The love and peace and comfort we get from the Lord, it can't be matched in all of earth. Nobody or nothing can fill or fulfill you like the love of God. But when we sin, when we invite sin into our life, so much that those sins have locked us into a daily habit, a part of our routine, what we rely on to keep us grounded and calm, to either chill or to get excited. But when it's a sinful habit, we push the Lord away. We might not realize it at the time, but when we're standing before the Lord, we'll know it then. Then we'll know that by us giving into a daily sinful habit, we told the Lord, "I know you said you would meet all my needs, but the devil met him quicker. I know that your word is saying that you will comfort me, but I can get what I need from this cigarette, from this joint, from this pill, from this drink, from watching porn." And when we're no longer thinking about or suffering our sin against the Lord, okay, when we become so used to committing sin, we no longer feel the pain that we're causing our own soul. Because when you're right with the Lord and you're walking in his walk, and if you do happen to slip in sin, let me tell you, you feel it. You feel the pain of your sin. You know that you've let God down, and sorrow fills your heart and your mind. But when we turn a blind eye to God, we turn a blind eye to our sin and no longer think about how our sins and how they're affecting us and have an effect on our relationship with the Lord, you push the Lord away. And that now there's a space between you and God. And he's still there, but when is the last time that you heard his voice? And not just here and there, but when is the last time you heard his voice on a daily basis? And if you can't remember, then chances are you have a daily sin, a routine, a habit that is non-conforming with the will of God. So not only are your prayers not being answered like they could be, but the further you push the Lord back, the further you push back his shield. When you push him back, his shield goes back with him. Okay, that shield is there to protect you. And all those fiery darts that the devil's always shooting at you, at me, at all of us, all the time, now they're starting to make contact because you push the Lord away and you're not under that shield. You're not under that protection that you was. He might still love you. He might still be there. You call on him, he can still be there. But because you've allowed that space to be between you and him, you've lacked yourself of that protection. And now you're being hit with all the things of the world. And you don't get hit by a fiery dart from the enemy and not had evidence of it. Those burns, they make the burn makes their marks. Okay? And there is suffering, unstableness, uncertainty, and fear. It's easy to feel scared when we're faced with uncertainty. It's uncomfortable, unknowing, lurking. It shines a light on how little control we have over our own situation. When we stray from the Lord, we're met with panic and nausea and stress. And when we look for peace in anything outside the world, but only find distractions and chaos, there are signs of lack of God's presence in your life. When we stop running from God, okay, we find that his love is pure. And so real and true, it fills something inside of you that was lost, empty and scared. When we embrace Jesus Christ as our Savior, we thank him for dying for our sins, and we believe truly that he died for our sins, then there is no turning back, because the truth is, God is in control. He goes with us into our darkest hours. We have someone to turn to, someone more powerful than anyone or anything on earth. Whatever we fear, whatever we've done, and whatever has been done to us, we have a place to go to seek wisdom. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 31:6, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, and he will not forsake thee." So overcome your daily routine sins by facing fear with truth, especially when we admit the ultimate truth of our sins and pray for help. And go there. Pray for truth to rule your life in the name of Jesus Christ. When we get stressed, the stress, it makes the truth fuzzy. our mind goes to the problems and situations and not to the solution. And when we find ourselves not knowing what we're doing, pray to the Father, because He loves to help. And you'll get His help. Ask boldly, believing, without a second thought. And people who worry their prayers like wind-whipped waves, and don't think that you're going to get anything from the Master that way, adrift at sea, keeping all of your options open. But putting total faith in God requires us to let go of what we think we know and let Him handle it. Once we desire a spirit with a spirit of truth, we trust that He will steer us into the right direction according to His will. In faith, we know that God's will is the best way for us. When we don't understand it, in Proverbs 3, 5, 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. It is saying that if you don't understand it, trust in Him. It breaks it down to this: be not wise in thy own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. When we don't have God at the center of our life, the world competes for that spot. And that's when we become deceived. It requires faith to take our daily habitual sins and take it to God in all of its ugliness and darkness, and lay it at the foot of the cross. Trust Him fully that He will work to heal your life. God is in control. He is the creator, the controller of the universe and all that is in it. And that God, that very God, loves you too much to harm us. And that He is far more concerned about your welfare than you are. God's choices are always right. He's capable of carrying out any project's successful conclusion without the possibility of fault or failure. God worketh all things after the counsel for His will, for His own will. Listen, civilizations, they have risen and fallen, and great leaders of nations have reigned, and they've been dethroned, and all the while, God has been in control. He has been doing what He wanted to do, when He wanted to do it, and the way that He wanted to do it, for the purpose He wanted to accomplish it, and using whomever He would. And because you're listening to the Word of God today, because you're listening right now, because you have taken time to hear His message, that says that you're aware that God has a purpose for your life. And if you don't know what that purpose is yet, then I say to keep reading your Bible, continue praying, make an alone time with the Holy Spirit, and God will bring your purpose to surface. Through God, all things are possible. And it's totally possible for you to one day be in heaven. It's totally possible for you to do God's will on a daily basis. We have to stop giving ourselves slack. It's time that we hold ourselves accountable for our actions. If you're committing sin, God says He's already given you the courage. So turn from it. Get in the Word and allow Jesus to fill your heart for His kingdom. Praise Jesus.
Lift me up out of the rain. You ease my mind when I go insane. Dust me off and give me strength. Give me a voice so I can sing about my God. What an awesome God. In the good times and the bad, You are my God. What an awesome God. Give me peace like I've never had. growing tired of my mistakes. How much sorrow could one man take to change my life? Surrender to you and do the thing you want me to do. 'Cause you're my God, what an awesome God. In the good times and the bad, you are my God, what an awesome God. Give me peace like I've never had. You lift me up out of the rain. You ease my mind when I go insane. You dust me off and give me strength. Give me a voice so I can sing, Lord, about my God. What an awesome God. My God, what an awesome God. Give me peace like you give me peace like I've never had.
Praise the Lord. Boy, he's got it right there. An awesome God. Jesus' name, Lord. I thank everybody for listening. I just ask right now that everyone that is listening to close your eyes, lift up your hands, and pray with me. Oh, Lord, forgive me of all my sins, Lord, that I'm sorry I've sinned against you, Jesus. But come into me, Lord. Lift me up, Jesus. Set me back on the right path. Make my way straight. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Anoint my soul, Jesus. Guide and direct me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. I believe that He's there with you. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Mother Leola, she's our blessed mother of the ministry, and I seen you earlier this week, and you're looking so great. I wish others could see your smile or have the opportunity to talk with you in person. And what a blessing you are to so many. In the name of Jesus, how you doing, Mother Leola?
God has been good to me. He's really been good to me, Pastor Iam. I had two losses, Pastor Robinson and a brother that I went to school with. Same class, same grade, Percy Davis. I'd like to acknowledge to their families condolences. And God will see them through.
Amen. I met him once before.
Pastor Robinson?
I was at his church once before, many years ago. I talked with his wife and talked with him.
He has the family picnic out there at Westfield Park every year, where every church, every baptized believer, non-believer, everybody can come together and give God the glory. And if they don't know him in the pardon of their sins, they can get to know him. It's for everybody. So we're going to miss him.
Yes.
But nonetheless, as they say, it was time for him to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And God called him in. But he did a great work for the Lord. Do I get to hear the poem?
No, she didn't have a poem this time. But we're actually out of time, Odliola. But thank you for coming on today. We appreciate that.
Okay.
And thank everybody for listening. We remind you to shout out to the loose conscience, Jesus Christ is Lord. Right on. Glory of God the Father.
He did an awesome sermon.
Thank you, hon. God bless you. Everybody listening. Jesus' name.
Amen.